I tell you what, it's a thrill for me to be back on WYSP. Just saying the call letters makes me tingle right down to my dingles. Yeah, it's the Grease Man back again to say bye-bye to a little moment in history. WYSP, God dog it. Man, call letters, it's every boss jock in America would aspire to be on this station, and I'm proud to say that my tuchus was compact and Naugahyde for about 3.5 years here. It was great. Great. I mean, just thinking of the memory. And you know what I like about Philadelphia? They said, Grease, free associate with your memories of Philadelphia. Well, nobody ever judged me. I know I need a checkup from the neck up. I know I'm a little offbeat. I understand that. But, you know, no one here in Philly ever judged me, especially because of, what do they call it, post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, my time overseas, running helter-skelter in the Mekong Delta. To this day, even if we were to meet somewhere for a bone-dry martini, you'd see me every now and then. You know, my eyes glaze over and I get a flashback. I'll be like, Grease, are you there? And you'll wave your hand in front of my face, and I'll just say, because my body's there, but my mind is thousands of miles away. Reliving the days I spent when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tree, 1967. It was another day at the office. Bullets were flying and men were dying. We were going hooch to hooch and taking them apart. That was my favorite thing. Going into a village and just kicking down the doors of those hooches and blowing crap off the shelves. Cartridge cases clinking, the air full of smoke. Well, we went through the village of Bingzaltai. Thinking we could resupply because we were far and far away from our units. We noticed the people were emaciated, and you know, I mean, it'd be like a rice cache somewhere. Some kind of food. Something! It was nothing. We were under deep cover, and we couldn't send in choppers to give away our position. Nothing. We were literally starving. I remember reading about the Donner Pass, and I called the men around, and I said, gentlemen, do you want to go home? Do you want to see your loved ones? Do you want to dance the gay tarantella again? Or do you want to die here and rot? And they said, gee, Sarge, we all want to go home. I said, Di Lorenzo, bring me one of the dead VC. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to survive. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to live. I choose life. They said, you can't be serious. I said, Prokopec, Needleman over here. Civilizations have done what they had to do over the years to survive. It's not like we're going to be doing it for months and months and months. It's just a couple of days' vittles. I'll start. Get me a pointed stick. And so, I made the devil's own rotisserie. I skewered that dead VC from one end to the other with that stick.
Bad?
Hi, Robertson.
That's your not bad, Deborah.
All right, I didn't realize he was still kicking a little bit, but he's out of there now. All right, light it up. It's showtime! Come and get it! The men at first were shy, but I led off with the first bite. Soon they all walked up there and took a snack. Finally, Wisniewski came over to me and said, Sarge, I know we got to survive, and I know that human life is precious, and I know these guys are already dead, but
soldier, sir! You should be treated with respect, dignity, according to the Geneva Convention. Return for proper burial.
I said, Wisniewski, I'll make a deal with you. We'll gather up all the dead. Dig a big grave, nice and normal-like. And anything we don't eat, we'll bury. So here's what you do. You eat hearty, and you eat long. And then, if you still feel guilty, you can vomit in the grave. Today.